This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, you said that as if we, you know, really did anything spectacular. This is work, man. We're here for you, but we are here for you indeed. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk with the fine fellas of Painted Pendergast. But let's get ourselves going. 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get involved with the program. And always appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. I want to say just off the top, I will not. I have no guarantees on how and where this show goes, but there's a lot of things happening.
There are a lot. There really
right now,
are.
And in a way that I doesn't necessarily feel like it per se. Obviously, we just came off of rookie minicamp. We'll talk about that throughout the course of this show. We mentioned it just a second ago. The idea that the NBA draft lottery is coming up tonight, and it matters to the Rockets in a way that's kind of new and refreshing, right? It's not from a place of, like, I mean, there's obviously always hope in something like this, but it's not where the entirety of the hope of this franchise leans upon it. However, this can make things real interesting now, couldn't it?
In a number of different ways, as you pointed out. You can use it use that pick, use the top 10 pick, all those things.
Yeah, all sorts of things there. And then also, we're one series down in the Astros going through a 17-game and 17-day stretch. And that's where we begin, because the first weekend was gnarly, and I would very much like them to normalize this stuff because if it keeps going the way that those first three games went.
Was it a 13
I'm not going to be
two zeros?
Well. I'm not going to be well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not. I'm going to be, I'm going to say that right above from the start. It was very feast or famine, very roller coaster up and down through it. And I think one of the most interesting parts of the first weekend, a two to one series win versus Cincinnati Reds at Daikin Park, I think for me was the pitching. I thought the pitching was incredibly revelatory in all sorts of different ways. And that probably, you know, maintained a large portion of the feast of the feast. Well, there was some famine in there too.
No, I call it feast or famine weekend. But I think there's a lot more to embrace about the weekend than to kind of throw your hands up over. Simply because I hate to do this because there's often other things, you know, involved. But Saturday was really truly just one of those days. Like it was just going to happen. McCullers didn't have anything, seven runs, all that stuff. In the first inning, not even the full first inning, they did show a little life. They did show a little life in that game, which was kind of encouraging. And then
Before we go further, I want to stop down on McCullers. Like, how'd you react to that? Because I was pretty flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And I know Joe Espada got up there on the podium after the game with his remarks, and of course it started with the anger, the visceral anger that he had, obviously about some death threats that had come in towards Lance McCullers and his family. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. But I think that anger was still with him when he was talking about, I mean, he hadn't pitched in 2.5 years. And I was like, hey, man, I don't know if that's the way that I want to talk about this. But that is fair. However, he had gone out there and been decent, I think is a fair in his first outing in the cold, in the wet, in Chicago. And so I did not expect an outing like that one on Saturday, where he only gets a single solitary out and gives up a number of runs very early on in that game.
No, I was shocked, to be honest. I fully expected, because McCullers being McCullers, kind of a, you know, we've talked about his regular season may not be as overwhelmingly good as we, you know, people imagine it is, but in clutch situations, he's always come up. And I expected this to be like a clutch situation. First time in front of the home fans, you know, a lot of anticipation. No, I was shocked about the way things occurred, but I still feel like that was just like, okay, he didn't have anything. It wasn't working. That's going to happen. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was first 13 pitches that he threw that were not swung at because the command was just not where it needed to be for him in that instance. And so that was a little disappointing on the Lance McCullers return train. And of course, some people did the worst thing possible, which was get out here and then send death threats, which people are still doing this?
Yes, people are still doing this. I kind of want to dig in on that a little bit, because I feel like when you do something like that, we kind of are in a, I think we're, and maybe this is just me, maybe I'm strawmanning it, but it's what I feel. I think we're kind of in a situation where a lot of people sort of like, well, it's not really a death threat. These things happen. People do that all the time. Kind of downplaying it. And that is very dangerous and very dumb to do that. When these things happen, I think it's reflective of, number one, fans being desensitized to it all. You know, like, oh, it happens a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is where we get where we talk about small odds, right? Going back to the Russian roulette conversation that I did not anticipate my Monday starting with, but there you go. Shout out to the mind of Seth Payne. Is that the team, the organization cannot take even what feels like relatively small odds that whatever threats are being levered, you know, thrown out there are real. They cannot take that with a grain of salt. Like, they have to operate as though it is. And so it weighs heavily on everybody involved, and it should, because that is something that is just well beyond the realm of reasonable and the realm of fair and the realm of like human in this instance. For what is ultimately like a game. Like, I don't care if you was betting on this. Yeah. Like, it does not come to, it should not ever come to that place. We were already talking about how it's crazy how people jump in people's DMs and talk, just tell them that you cost me money, because no, I didn't. I didn't make you put that money on.
Yeah.
Talk less of threatening the safety of his children. And in fact, do we have Lance McCullers here? This is Lance McCullers talking about the threats after the game. And I did want to play this just because, like, I debated it a little bit, but I wanted to, you know, again, in the same way you're talking about, some people will view it as not important. Like, you can hear, and even as he's playing this pretty coy, you can hear the concern in it. And obviously the words themselves are problematic.
It's been a tough evening. You know, I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but, you know, threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So, you know, just as a father, I think there have been many, many threats over the years aimed at me mostly. And I think actually one or two people have, from other issues around baseball, actually had to go to jail for things like that. But, you know, I think bringing kids into the equation, you know, threatening to, you know, find them, or next time they see us in public, they're going to stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
So this is where I want to kind of focus in on this, because when you cross that line, it is a death threat. No matter how you make it, it is a death threat. And if you downplay it by any stretch, at any level, and call it passion, you know, and he tried to, you know, be, you know, I guess, diplomatic there, whatever. I understand there's passion. No, there's passion. And then there's this. And I think, you know, when you cross that line, if you think it's, well, it's not real, it never's real, then you're part of the problem. You know, you're part of the problem. This is a very real thing. And then the mental strain, emotional stress that players feel no matter what, because you don't know who's doing this. I think that's why this is something that should absolutely be pursued and is being pursued the way it is.
Right, and I think Joe Spada probably put up one of the most obvious but also necessary statements is, Everybody's trying their best, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's always worth remembering. Everybody here is trying their best. Like, nobody's out here trying to make you mad. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I would hope that anybody under the sound of my voice would never even consider such a thing. But it's a reminder, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it can never be this.
Yeah.
It can never be this.
Yeah, once you cross that line, it's about your own mental issues. Because that is not passion. You know, that is illegal. It's a dangerous thing. And probably need some help. And they should never be taken lightly or discounted.
Now, circling back around to passion, something that got me passionate was after Lance McCullers only goes a third of an inning, getting a single solitary out on Saturday. And speaking of the feast part of this, shout out to Ronel Blanco, who definitely did save that game and save the next game and save the opportunity to win that series. He might have saved the opportunity to win this next one here over the next 3 days as well. Because, I mean, having the opportunity to come in after that game where – well, actually, there's that, and I think also the bats obviously helped a good amount. Like, making that game some level of competitive by going and scoring runs after Lance McCullers only gets, you know, a third of an inning made Cincinnati have to continue to use high leverage pitchers in those circumstances and didn't allow them to just put it in neutral and coast through that. But then on Sunday, yesterday, when Ronel Blanco going out pitching 8 innings, 11 strikeouts, throwing 101 pitches. And, like, really not – because I texted you. When Lance McCullers went out, I was like, oh, goodness, there goes the pen. Like, the pen is screwed. Not really. You used 2 pitchers yesterday, and that really got them the opportunity to get that win, and he gritted it out in a season where he hasn't been, you know, the same level of Ronel Blanco starting the season last year. And now they have an opportunity to, you know, as they're dealing with injuries even in the rotation, to still, like, stabilize and normalize and get themselves to a place where they can compete still in what is a dangerous, dangerous stretch of 17 games.
I think yesterday was enormous. But I think they started to win yesterday's game on Saturday with how they responded. Weren't they down 12-0 at one point? It was definitely 10. But the way they responded there sort of set the table for what they were going to – with the pitching staff or the bullpen, et cetera, some of the rallies that they created just sort of make it interesting. That led to Ronel Blanco, who we know you're not going to necessarily get that kind of effort out of him every night. He's been up and down, but you saw what he's capable of. And then you saw what guys like DeZenzo and Christian Walker and Yonner Diaz and what they've been doing with the offense. There was a lot more good to come out of this than the oh my gosh on Saturday.
So we mentioned Ronel Blanco, and I was listening to the Foul City Territory Crush City Territory podcast. Salute to them. Obviously, Chandler Rome covers the team for The Athletic. And one of the things they were mentioning is Ronel Blanco, you know, typically pitches in the winter, right? And the team asked him not to do that this year. Is it possible that, like, he's ramping up? Because obviously if he had been pitching in the winter, like, I think he'd be a lot warmer at this point.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, there's not a lot of track record to base this off of because, you know.
He hadn't done it.
He hasn't done it a ton. Yeah. But in this instance where he did not have that, right, and I imagine it was reasonable to expect or to ask him to not do that so that he doesn't, like, tax his arm. But is it possible that the start of the season being a little, you know, a little lackadaisical, for lack of a better term, could maybe be attributed to that, where now he's starting to find that space where he can dial up that 8-inning type outing? Of course, I don't think, like you said, that should be expected as a consistent, but now he's giving you a little bit closer to the performances on the high end that you kind of saw last year earlier on in the season.
I think it's possible. Anytime that there's a change in your routine like that, your body has to figure, you know, you figure it mentally and your body also has to figure it out as you go along. But I just feel like if you can get that from him occasionally, you're going to be able to set it up. And that's what I got out of this series. A lot more good than bad.
Yeah, very much agreed. And of course, it's always worth noting that, like, you know, Hunter Brown did Hunter Brown things. Like, is he reaching the point where we almost are, you know, negating some of the benefit of him because we do not talk about it as glowingly because it's almost expected?
It's a good
now.
Sign.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good sign.
We need to find a way to, like, just have consistent check-ins here and there and be like, hey, I know that we're in a place where we kind of expect the Hunter Brown games to go a certain way, but we should stop down and give a level of salute to him in a stretch of time so that, you know, because he's in Cy Young territory.
And he absolutely is. And I thought Friday's game was one of his best ever because he wasn't really good early. Well, he was good in terms of getting out of trouble, but he was missing the zone. He was, giving up some bases on balls. He was fighting behind in the count Friday pretty much all night and yet still would make pitches. That was, like, to be able to put that performance out there was pretty incredible when he didn't have his best command, you know, early on.
Yeah. And yeah. so I just wanted to take an opportunity to salute the pitching, because again, you get a win against the Reds, not necessarily that the Reds are a great team, but that was very much, you had to salute the pitching, both when it comes to the pen on Saturday, Ronel Blanco covering for the pen on Sunday, and then Hunter Brown just being Hunter Brown. I thought that your pitching, which again has been very solid, has been really good, in fact, this season, continuing to show that that's going to be a forward-facing portion of what this team is. And it needs to keep going, because now Hayden Wesneski goes to the IL.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they gave him a little extra time before his last start, and then now he's dealing with inflammation where, you know, I don't know that you can expect him back here soon, right? Lots of inflammation in that elbow, right elbow, to the point where when they did the MRI, like we've been in this space a lot of times. And it's worth noting that he missed a couple of months with a forearm injury last year when he was with the Cubs. And Dr. Christopher Ahmad, who does work at Columbia University, apparently has written, you know, some advanced, you know, papers and, you know, academic scholarship on the idea that forearm strains have an alarming relationship with UCL injuries.
No kidding.
And so,
we're not familiar with that here in Houston.
The Hayden Wesneski thing is like, that is also a part of the up and down roller coaster of this, where
I'm gonna have to remember that
Ryan Gusto tonight is going, and I think Colton Gordon can maybe be expected to jump up for a spot start when this, but that's what we were talking about when it came to this rotation. Hey, it looks good, but you're going to need those supporting guys to step in at times.
Getting them.
And here you go.
Yeah, they're getting them. But I'll tell you what, when they gave those 2 extra days rest, it was very fishy to me from the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's on the IL. We'll see how long that ultimately takes. I don't know. What's 20% of, you know, pitchers who injured their forearm muscle then require Tommy John surgery within a year of that muscle strain.
Okay.
Not trying to put that out there like this is gonna happen.
Huh.
In fact, can I knock on wood somewhere to hope that it doesn't? But yeah, this again puts more, like, I immediately when I saw that, I was like, all right, so what's happening with Luis Garcia? Where's Spencer Arrighetti at? Like, just, hey, what can we do here? Because that's very frustrating, disappointing to hear when it comes to Hayden Wesneski. But salute to the pitching. Up and down weekend, but ultimately it came out with a positive result, getting you two out of three wins, and allows you to go into this next series that you're dealing with starting tonight in a good place. There you go. Someone said from the 832, what do you mean, Reg? This was a great series win against the Reds. It's been years since we last won a series against them. Absolutely. Was 2015 was the last time you won a series against the Reds? I wanted to acknowledge it's not a great baseball team, but of course, I think that this was a huge victory, as we talked about, for the Astros this weekend. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get circle back around to the Texans. Had their rookie mini camp at the end of last week when it comes to Friday and Saturday, and it looks like one of the big winners could be a guy who the fan base is clamoring for. LD, let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And you, obviously, when you get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610, or on the live streams, whether it's on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, or on Twitch, 610 Houston. Somebody on the text line, definitely get involved. Because we were just talking about the pitching, and we mentioned the Hayden Wesneski IL stint, and the ways in which maybe, just maybe, right, there's trends that could suggest that this might be a longer stint. I don't know that I can't, definitely can't say that for certain, and I very much hope it's not. And then we got this from the 346, time for a JV trade. Hey, you stop that.
Oh, man.
You stop it.
Set your
Let's
calendar.
Go for number three,
you
man.
Can stop it right now.
Let's go for a third time.
Stop.
You can set your watch on it.
No. Cut it out. He has a 4.50 ERA right now, and he's getting barreled up a good amount. Stop that.
Would you want him?
Hell, why not, man?
All right.
Why not?
I need to stop. Colton Gordon, by the way, 2.55 ERA at Sugarland. He seems to be profiling like he's going to be your Wednesday starter.
Now that texter got in my head a little bit.
No, stop. Well, just to avoid that, let's go ahead and go. Let's go to NRG here. All right, let's just go ahead and move very far away from Daikin Park in the physical geographical location of Houston. So last weekend, or this weekend?
Yeah, this
as the end of last week.
Yes.
Into the weekend. I don't know why am I like this? Friday and Saturday, rookie minicamp happened for the Texans and. What did we? Did you learn things? Did you learn things, Lopez?
In my mind, yes.
Okay.
I don't know how much. See, that's the thing. Like
they don't have enough a big enough class.
Rookie minicamp is important. We established that, but we don't get any hints. You know, any real hints.
Yeah, I feel like unless you have a rookie quarterback or something like that, everybody else is kind of like, okay, they look good out there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
what does
about
that mean?
It. I know.
Yeah. What does that mean?
What you mean?
Yeah.
What you mean? Graham Mertz out there.
Graham Mertz was out there.
What's your takeaway then?
Yeah. How'd he look?
He looked like Graham Mertz. That's what he looked like. All right. So there's obviously some things that we were, you know, that we got from it at the very least. The guys getting in and getting into the flow of learning the system, which obviously is the most important thing. I think for you, though, the big thing that was showed up was one of the things that D'Amico said paired with a move that the Texans make. And what is that thing that you say all the time? Don't listen to what they say.
Yeah, watch what they do, not what they say.
There you go. Nope. So here's D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of this team, talking about an offensive lineman that the fans have come to really enjoy. He was a seventh rounder last year, didn't play due to injury. But now, picking up a little steam, Ladarius Henderson.
Very encouraged with Ladarius and just how he's went about the process just throughout the offseason, throughout the entire season, just seeing Ladarius show up every day, smile on his face, having that joy. Like he gets.
He does. He absolutely does.
Dang, he was so excited. Just broke
Look at
up.
This.
Oh, what? No, we're bringing sabotage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there
I don't go. Know what happened. It just shut off.
Oh, they're here.
See, it was too hot to handle.
They're here.
No, I mean, you could hear generally the glowing nature, and if you could, just circle that one back around. But you
room on the field. We wanted to get him out here in the rookie minicamp because he didn't have this time last year. I just get on the field. So trying to get him just the extra time to get out, get some coaching sessions with Coach Popovich. And he's doing a great job so far. And I'm just excited to see, you know, how this journey continues to go for him, because it's definitely headed in the right direction. And he's done everything the right way. Everything you could possibly do to put yourself in position to have a successful year, he's done that.
See, you touched on the reason this is very cool and possibly very important. Couple that, like, they say things. D'Amico Ryan's never going to just, like, throw a player under the bus. He's always going to be cordial, nice, you know, kind of, you know, he's working hard, blah, blah, blah. But then there's a difference between that and when they really kind of voice their pleasure of or their confidence.
Just like
when
a parent says that, you know, they don't have a favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, but then their actions, you know, sometimes they say it more meaningful with another one.
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up, BG?
I don't. Anyway, so, but you can tell. And then couple that with what Nick Caserio said last week, and you're like, all right, they're really, really impressed with this guy, and they think he could be doing some things. And, oh, by the way, he's a second-year player, and you just heard him reference that.
In a way.
We wanted to see him. Well, technically, he's a second-year player. He really is. Just his full first season and on the field, so they're saying they're telling him, come on out, let's see what you can do. We can get some individual coaching because you can do it. So that's important. And then there was a move Friday right after the show, I believe.
Yeah, not too long after mm-hmm. we were off the air, mm-hmm. The Texans released Nick Broeker, who was a guard. He's played. I think he played in 9 games last year. Six snaps on offense, mm-hmm. but most of that special team. He was just kind of a depth mm-hmm. guard, but. I think that move kind of speaks to maybe the way that they view this offensive line room,
yeah.
where, I mean, a guy that they trusted to be on the field at the very least last year is now in a place where they look at the group of guys that they brought in and they feel comfortable with all these other guys
mm-hmm.
maybe being a level above what Nick Broeker brings for them. And I don't think that they hated Nick Broeker by any means.
No, they didn't. In fact, that's another little sort of read between the lines thing. That can give you some confidence about not just Ladarius Henderson, but the offensive line. Keep in mind, when we were at training camp last year and Titus Howard went down early in camp for a couple plays, a couple of practices, Broeker was running with the first team for a while. Remember that, Figgy?
Yeah.
So he's gone from that to cut. If you want to really squint your eyes on this thing, you can kind of feel, all right, they're a little more confident in some of the other guys that are ahead of him because they had confidence in him enough to run him on the field a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and that's where I'm trying to find a level of comfort with that notion that mm-hmm. at least from their evaluation standpoint, assuming that that's ultimately the decision-making process yeah. of it, which I think is probably what we have to work off of right now. That's how they feel about this offensive line room, which, again, that is the big question mark of this offseason and headed into the season, is how effective will this offensive line be?
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea that they're looking at that it feels like they have raised the floor of
Correct.
some level of all these guys is, I guess, somewhat encouraging. However, I still look up and I go, I need to see it to have a level of comfort, a level of belief that it's actually going to be raised to the level that they will now be able to compete in the way that we felt like they should have last year.
Absolutely. I want to see it too. And maybe Broeker wasn't really the fit for this system because they're changing the system as well in terms of some of the techniques they're going to use, some of the blocking schemes they're going to use. But at minimum, if you're going to say, all right, what does it mean, you know, in rookie minicamp, it's a positive. At least you didn't see any net negatives here. And then, of course, it was just nice to see, you know, the big three young rookie guys out there, you know, in Higgins, Knoll, and Marks, at least.
Wait, the big three rookie guys is yeah, Higgins, Knowles, and Marks?
And you're going to skip over the biggest guy on the
Literally
field?
Literally the physically biggest guy on the field. Ain't no way you meant that for real.
I meant for offense. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Wait, Urshery play defense now?
No, I don't know where Urshery is going to fit in with the offensive line, but I know.
You just said the big three out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, okay, the two receivers.
And Marks. And Urshery?
Yeah.
Like Urshery's.
They were literally the first three picks as well.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I know he's doing a show with John Harris, no, man. No.
This man.
Man.
This is why I said that. These three guys are going to have a real shot to get into the rotation. Mm-hmm. Urshery's going to compete, but we don't know if he's going to be, you know, in the starting rotation. We don't know if Urshery's going to be. We hope he is, but I think these three guys have a real shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think I see that there. Yeah. Those guys have an opportunity to impact. Yeah. Higgins obviously feels like he is the penciled in third wide receiver on your starting offense, where it feels like that one is the clearest path, if you want to view it that way. Woody Marks feels like he has an opportunity to impact when it comes to being maybe running back two, three in that space and having opportunities on the field. And then Jalen Knoll, whether it's as a wide receiver but also as a returner. Man, he feels like he has – if not an inside track, like a nice opportunity to be involved in that way, getting on the field immediately. That's what he did at Iowa State, right? Is being a return man early and then getting involved more in the offense as well. But this is Ariate Ursary, a man who John Lopez rather completely forgot existed. this is him talking about the possibility of playing guard.
I think the biggest thing, it was super hot, that it was way hotter than it was today. The biggest thing was just, they was going to see who was going to tap out, like who was going to quit, who was going to fake like they were injured, or, you know, they were looking for any type of tendencies to tell you no. So I think I didn't do that at all. I just, whatever they asked me, they asked me to go over here. I was bouncing around. I'm on whatever they asked me to do. That's what type of guy I am, you know. I'm just here to be a vessel and just keep getting better each and every day. We're going to look up and see where the sun is at when that time comes.
That's deep stuff right there.
But yeah, I mean,
here to be a vessel.
He seems like he has that same energy that D'Amico Ryans wants, just generally, right? And you heard the first part of that was him talking about like the recruiting camp where PJ Fleck, the head coach in Minnesota, recruited or saw him, at least noticed him. And that is PJ Fleck has that very strong kind of, I remember the row the boat mentality was really big in the college football space. Like, he has that same type of energy. We talk about a coach building a cultural dynamic for his team, as D'Amico Ryans does. And it seems like Nick Caley also has that energy focus. So it feels like Tay, at the very least, he won't lack in that regard. If he plays, it'll really just be about whether he's ready or not, because it seems like the mentality is 100%.
If he does start, then we're really on to something. You know, from the beginning of the season, then we're really...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Right, but that's one of the things that has been fun is, like, if anybody was talking about the Laramie Tunsil as we need to get the culture right, well, you got a dude who definitely feels like he is going to really feed into the culture largely of the team and hopefully make the offensive line match that as well. But just a few of the things, a couple of the things that came out of rookie minicamp. There's a lot of other stuff. We'll see if we circle back around to that as we keep going here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which I feel like we've kind of split in a way. So let's see if we can make this shake, if we can balance both of these things at the same time. 713-572-4610. What good luck charm would you give to the Rockets going into the NBA draft lottery later today? And also, in the six-year anniversary of Kawhi Leonard knocking down an incredible game-winning shot, what is the game-sealing play that sticks in your mind to this day? 713-572-4610. Let's see what we do with that next. All right, we're about to get into the question of the day right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, so apparently the computer is just not going to be Figgy's friend today. Because earlier it just dropped out of a D'Amico cut. And then secondly, it combined a couple of clips because somebody was like, man, these rookies think that it was not, that it's not hot down here or it's overrated. No. That was so that was Ariante Erisri talking about a camp that he was noticed at when he was playing like out in Kansas City or something to that effect years ago. I think they maybe they don't have a full understanding of what it's actually going to be just yet. But I don't think that we got any impression.
No, they definitely do not.
I don't think we got these guys out here thinking that it's sweet or anything. Yeah. I think that they know that that was not what it's going to be, and I imagine someone told them as well.
I was wondering because I saw Will Kunkel, Fox, Fox 26 News talk. I think he was at minicamp. I don't know if he brought up the question just to see or did some rookies really say that.
Yeah.
That it was kind of a little bit overrated. The Heat was overrated.
Well, just remember they said that. Wait till July, baby.
Yeah.
Wait till July.
They will learn. I mean, if they believe it or not, like they will.
Man, I've been living here almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And every time I'd be like, you know what? I think I adjusted to the Heat. I think I found what. As soon as I get out there, I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you probably have not. A little bit. It's anybody.
I think I have, but still in the moment, I'm just like, man, it is hot. I can't do this.
Yep.
No, it's not about adjusting because the people who have lived here for a very long time are like, hey, man, this is oppressive. All right. So a few things happening today. Today, NBA draft lottery happens where we will figure out who ultimately gets the number one pick. And the right to select the presumptive number one selection, Cooper Flagg out of Duke. There's a lot. This is one of those really good NBA draft classes as well. Where there's a lot of talented players. So it's not just who's getting one, but who gets some of these other opportunities to select. And when it comes down to it, the Rockets have, via the Phoenix Suns, a really good opportunity to move up. The ninth best odds at the number one pick and some really good odds at moving up into that top four area where you're really in the talent rich area. And even if they stay put at nine, there's still really good players that are mocked that far down. I know that Konta Nipple, the shooter out of Duke, is one of those guys that maybe looks like he could be around that space. But Hakeem Olajuwon is set to be the guy for the Rockets at the draft lottery. But what would you do? Question of the day, what would you do to give him some luck? What are the lucky totems, I guess?
Lucky charms, lucky to, you know, whatever it may be. Look.
And then at the same time, it's the six-year anniversary of Kawhi Leonard knocking down what was a wild fadeaway corner three-pointer. So what are the game-winning moments that also stick with you? I'm going to see if I can juggle these.
713-572-4610, and you can text at Twitch and YouTube as well. I think they got the right guy. Hakeem Olajuwon, I think he's done it once or twice before, but it's been a bit. That's the guy you want because – Cooper Flagg, you mentioned how good the top 10 is going to be, and it is. It's going to be a pretty deep draft. Ain't no one going to change a franchise like Cooper Flagg. I mean, and if you happen to be a team like the Rockets that wins it with a 3.7% chance, I mean, you're talking about a big-time run. I mean, that's how good he is. I think he's still going to be the youngest player, at least of the lottery picks in the draft, you know, and he's that good. So you better get lucky, and you better, you know, having Hakeem Olajuwon is definitely the one. I was thinking like lucky charms, lucky things.
Yeah, I was trying to think who was at the lottery when Yao Ming, the Yao Ming draft. Like who was around during that time?
I think it was Carol Dawson. It was their general manager at the time. I think.
Yeah, was it any players or
not that I?
It was
recall.
Just straight up personnel, I guess.
Unless it was Rudy. But I think it was Carol Dawson who was representing.
Yeah, I was about to say, if somebody like a former player, former coach that was around the lottery during that time, I would probably give him a call right
now. T-Mac.
You want T-Mac?
T-Mac to represent you.
We got to get those vibes back.
Yeah, got to get that back. And then as far as like plays that still stick with you, I've been trying to think of a good one. The only one I can think of is the penalty, and it's a college football one that was against the Aggies. That was just a totally bogus, non-existent penalty.
Sure,
that kept the Longhorns drive alive on the Justin Tucker kick. Ultimately,
that's right.
That won the game.
I remember that.
That won the game. Totally non-existent penalty that the former Longhorn referee called.
Oh, that actually, you talking about a Texas team hitting a field goal reminds me of the, I want to say 2010 Big 12 championship game, Texas-Nebraska, that came down to a field goal.
Yep.
And it's not really about the kick itself, right? And that, because I remember that game, Ndamukong Suh was going haywire.
Yeah.
It was the fact that I happened to be at Kansas State at that point. Kansas, obviously close to Nebraska, a lot of Nebraska fans, and just generally people that hated Texas, and me being from Texas. I was over here by my lonesome, and when I tell you I was talking crazy to them people, I was talking wild to them.
You were talking crazy to those people.
I was talking crazy. So that kick really did some good things for me. Speaking of other like kind of game-winning moments, on the text lines from the 832, Lorenzo Charles. That's
that's the one.
83 national championship game.
That's the one.
Obviously, Houston looked like they had an opportunity to win it, and just... nobody boxed out. No, nobody boxed out.
It was an air ball. Lucky things going on here. People are saying Robert Horry. That's a good one. That's what Sean Pendergast said. Robert Horry would be a good one to have up there. But I'll still take Akeem on that one.
Stevie Franchise is who everybody is letting us know was out there at the draft lottery.
It sure was.
O2.
It sure was. Yeah,
he got to come back out there, man.
Yeah, it was. I'd like to have Steve Francis back. That'd be good.
I just feel like I don't get enough Steve Francis in my life in general. I very much, although I'll be honest, makes me a little sad because like you can see the age, you can see the wear that has been on him. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously, I that was when you look at the teams of your youth or relative youth, right? Like those ones stick with you, and Steve Francis absolutely right in that sweet spot for me.
Albert Pujols.
Don't do that,
Albert.
Why? So this is funny because I feel like so many people on the text line and myself have gone negative when we go to these game winning.
Because those stick with you longer.
Stick with you. So you think that the negative ones stick with you longer than the good ones?
No, I mean you always obviously fondly remember the great plays that you know gave your team whatever, the big win, the championship, or whatever. But the other ones just stick with you because they just hurt so much.
Music City Miracle came up on the text line. Oddly enough, one that I had no involvement with at all, but I think of in a way, and I don't know why I do, which is Joe Carter, World Series 3-run homer.
Oh, yeah.
Is one that comes to mind for me. Somebody said Yordan hitting Seattle into the third deck.
Now, that's a good one.
that is a good one. All right. Yeah. Some other ones. Somebody said, did you say Con Knipple. That is his name. And I feel like you would enjoy him very much if he was wearing a Rockets jersey. We'll see what that draft lottery ultimately does. And in an entirely different conversation, because we talked about three different things and we're mixing them all up. Somebody said this spring has been really nice. It could be fooling some of these new folks at this point when it comes to the rookies.
It was cool today.
It was cool. It has been really nice.
It's actually supposed to heat up this week.
Well, it is.
I seen the 96 up there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 93.
Man, I got outside. I was like, dang. This morning, you know, it was pretty cool.
Wait till you get out here at 2:00.
Yeah.
It'd be totally different.
Brad Lidge, obviously, got to remember that. Somebody said Altuve versus Chapman. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call. White Boy Jack's miracle catch against the offensive World Series. And then Mario Elie. Is a
kiss of death.
Yeah, that's yes. I mean, anyone that you have a nickname for, I feel like absolutely comes up. And somebody said, I don't know if anybody said this, and wow, how did I not say this? The T-Mac comeback versus the Spurs, 13 points, 33 seconds.
That's legendary,
man. That's legendary on social media, too.
Absolutely.
That pop up every time. I'm like, man, I can't believe he did that.
That one, and then obviously that's going to mean a lot more here, but then my namesake, Reggie Miller getting the, 8 points in 9 seconds?
Well, that was part of it, but he had actually started earlier in the quarter too, right?
Yeah, I mean he was cooking at that point, but the specific.
But him grabbing the rebound, going right to the 3-point line, I'm like, what? How do you do that?
He
dribbled backwards.
Yeah,
incredible moment. But yes, hopefully, Hopefully we get the luck that we're looking for tonight in the draft lottery. The Rockets give themselves some more ammo to go to this offseason, make their team better, and maybe have more moments like 2019. Take that experience that Fred VanVleet had into a potential championship for the Rockets soon.
Man, it's going to be – they've got a real shot.
Yeah.
They've got a real – now, I think four teams have a 10% or better shot, four or five.
At the number one?
Yeah, at the number one. I think
around 10, because I don't think anybody gets right up there. But, yeah, it's going to be like a three, right around 3% chance of getting the number one and something around 17 to get into the top four picks for the Rockets. So we're excited to see what that ultimately looks like. That'll happen tonight. A lot of things going on for your Houston sports team. All right, coming up next in Loop, let's get into around the NFL where, Derek Carr has decided to retire. Let's talk about that man, that legend at the bank. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.